duck. Got that Lakers purple on my brothers. You a fan or you're just another undercover? You gotta love them. Laker hater face.
Boy, Laker Nation. I'll tell you, here in town, Arash, and Arash Marquez is with us from the LA Times. Here in town, they've got a little bit quieter. They are a beaten and bloodied bunch, the Laker fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how embarrassing this has been the last couple of weeks. Now, I know on 710 ESPN, 570, you know, people are calling in. They're going crazy. Like, how crazy has it been the last 10 days?
It's crazy because it's getting to the point where fans are almost, I don't want to say accustomed to, but after 6 years, and I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in 7 years, you sort of, like, okay, I'm kind of used to this at this point, which you would have never thought with this franchise, this fan base. So they're wondering what the future holds because they don't know who's running the show. Like, we still haven't heard from Jeannie Buss.
Where is she? And
the funny thing is, like,
speaking to Arash's class,
I talked to her, so this is.
I know that's actually right. That's right.
She's putting me in a very difficult position.
Kamenetsky came on with us last week.
Yeah,
Andy Kamenetsky came on with us last week, and I asked him the same question. He's like, you know what? The only place she showed up was for Arash at his class.
And then I saw her last week, too.
Okay. So the thing is with
she's just not comfortable talking, and I told her, like,
what happened? I thought she used to do more stuff, and I feel so bad bashing her.
No,
and maybe that's a paternal thing, and she's older than me, so I don't know what.
No,
paternal,
but I feel even worse because I actually know her, and again, she did this big favor for me. I mean, this was like at the beginning, like again, midway through the semester, she promised to come in, and like I said, listen, I know what you're going through with Magic resigning the way he did, and you have a lot of stuff going on in your personal life. You don't want to come in. And she goes, no, I like you. I respect you. I promised you, and I'm going to be there. And she spoke to the class for 2 hours, and she answered all the questions that you would have wanted her to, you know, she hit on a lot of topics that we would have loved to have in a press conference, but she said that this is off the record. But to give you some, I guess, context, I'll just, you know, she was blindsided by what Magic did, but that did not change the way that she views him. She also feels very strongly towards Rob Pelinka. She feels a connection with him. And the problem is, and this is my view of it now, is that she surrounded herself with people that she's comfortable with, that she's close with, but no one in that circle has a track record of success running a team. There's no Jerry West in that group. There's no Pat Riley in that group. There's no one who's actually, like, run a team before. So as great as they all are, and I like them all, you go down the list, I actually know them all. Kurt Rambis, Linda Rambis, Joey Buss, Jesse Buss, Tim Harris. Fantastic people. They've never run a team. They've never done this job that she's now leaning on them to give her advice for. So that's my problem with where the team's at right now. And after what Magic said, I think Rob is in a very difficult position now this summer trying to recruit guys. And I don't know how Magic thinks he's going to help them recruit with what he said. He still thinks he's going to be part of the recruiting pitches. I said, Magic, unless they fire Rob and you're back in charge, I mean, I don't know how that dynamic's going to work. It's crazy. It's a soap opera.
How strained is everything in the organization to where, I mean, you said these are good people that just haven't been in that position before.
Yeah.
So you want to hope, hey, they figure it out, they get it together, and they run it. Even if you're not a Lakers fan, like, you kind of hope good people come to a, you know, a way to run the organization well. But is it fragmented enough and messy enough that they won't be able to fix it, and that they have to put somebody in there to just say, hey, you are running this. Enough with all these voices. It's your job. You run it. Can that happen, and will that happen?
Yeah, ideally, you would just want to have one voice. I mean, that when you go back to, like, the Showtime Lakers, that was Jerry West. You go back, go to the Shaq and Kobe team, that was Jerry West, and then it was Mitch Kupchak. It was always one voice, and so it would be nice if it was that one voice. Apparently, that one voice is Rob Pelinka, but most people agree, like, that's not the best guy for that voice. But I also think they are, because they have LeBron, they are one piece away. And I know it may seem like a long shot for them to get a big piece, but they are one piece away from being, I think, a conference finals team. So as crazy as things are right now, and they're not in a good position right now, I think if we get to July 1st or, you know, June 30, you know, whenever they can begin to sign guys, if they get Kyrie, if they get Jimmy Butler, if they get a premier player, I think they're right back in that conversation again.
Are they getting one player or can they get two?
One player through free agency. The Anthony Davis trade, they're going to still push that trade. And if New Orleans refuses to take a package of all the young guys and multiple draft picks, that's on them. Like, there's nothing the Lakers can do at this point. But, like, I think that deal is still on the table if the Pelicans want it.
How much?
I was going to say, can the fan base wait a year for Anthony Davis and just say, hey, yeah, look, we're not going to get anybody, but Anthony Davis
here's
is coming
the issue
next
with
year.
That,
another year?
You're
really?
You're not wrong, but here's why I don't think that they can do this. LeBron's not getting younger, and so this past season, with the moves that they made, they did kick the can down the road for 1 year. When they didn't get Paul George, it was like, okay, we'll save that max slot for next year. You can't kick the can down the road one more year because you're going to get to a point where, like, okay, we got to contend at some point, you know?
I wonder how much control of the Anthony Davis situation Davis and Clutch actually have. Like, do they have more power than the Pelicans? So is it going to come to a point where they walk in and just say, you know what, you got to deal him? Or, you know, he's – not that he – they can't say he's not going to play, but he could kind of do the same thing he did last year.
The power that they hold is that you could say that the Knicks and the Lakers – let's just pick two teams and not just one. Let's just say – those are the only two teams he would re-sign with. So you eliminate, for example, the Clippers. You eliminate the Celtics. You eliminate all the teams. And you basically say, pick between the Knicks and the Lakers. Because if you don't, to your point, Steve, like, he's either not playing or, like, he tweaked his calf or he tweaked his knee and he's not going to play. And it was such a mess last season. I cannot imagine them wanting to go through that again this season.
It's a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah.
And the Lakers got to clean it up pretty quickly. So, handicap, Butler, Kyrie. Who else do you have in the real running free agency-wise?
So, I don't think they're in the running for Kawhi. I don't think they're in the running for KD. So, you kind of eliminate them. I don't think they're in the running for Klay Thompson. I think, despite the fact that his dad's an employee of the team and won a championship with the team, I don't think he's in the running. So, you got Jimmy Butler and Kyrie. And Kyrie is interesting in the sense that, like, how well did LeBron and Kyrie mend that relationship? I believe that they're on a talking basis now. They've thawed their relationship out. But there's a difference between that and wanting to be teammates with a guy again. And I've heard that they might not be at that point.
All right.
Jimmy Butler, though, to me makes sense. And LeBron has reached out to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler does like Los Angeles. I can totally see that happening.
But is that enough, though?
No. It's enough to get them, I think. I think they could be Portland this year. I think they can get to the conference finals. Mm. Now, I know that's not what Laker fans want to see, but I don't know what move they could make that would leapfrog them past the Warriors. I don't see that happening.
Well, if you can steal Klay Thompson,
that would help.
I mean, you make them worse and yourself
that's
better,
a good point.
Which is a double move.
It just seems like he's so content staying there and continuing on with that team that he's not looking to leave. I mean, if he were to leave and sign with the Lakers, it would be such a shocking move just because there has not even been a rumor or a hint that he's thinking of leaving.
I do have to say before we let him go, though, you don't have to answer because I know you're in a weird spot. Did anybody ask Jeannie about the emails and how that happened?
No, but I heard from someone else, Magic Johnson does not know how to check his emails. So someone told him about this. This was not something that he was, like, flipping through his emails.
He doesn't know how to check his email.
You just made Adam so happy.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, I think he has an email, but there's someone else who, like, reads it and prints it out for him.
Look at listener Derek is just shaking his head. I know, dude. That's depressing, isn't it? But Adam told everyone that Magic should not be an executive. It was not going to work out. He told you a couple of years ago. And man,
just based on his Twitter feed.
That's depressing.
Oh, yeah. There's no observations whatsoever.